you thinking about buying or selling a house? Or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate Network Title, Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage, and James Tolson with Country Financial. If you have any questions for us, make sure you give us a call at 651-303-0019. Happy to help you out with any of your real estate questions, or if you have real estate needs, we can help you with that as well. All right, you can check us out online anytime as well at BricksTwinCities.com for the latest and greatest searching and researching tools. Follow us on our Facebook page where you can see upcoming events when those start to happen again. Now, we did have the online auction to help some local businesses here earlier this year. But yeah, check out our Facebook page, again, Bricks Twin Cities. And you can also watch us record live many Tuesdays.
Right.
Yeah. The pandemic stuff has made it a little harder to accommodate every time on that. But yes, many Tuesdays around the noon hour. All right, today we're going to be talking about equity opportunities in the Twin Cities, places you can find housing or types of housing where there may be room to build some equity. And, you know, there's definitely different aspects to look at. You can look at, you know, is there certain locations, but also certain types of homes, certain types of sales to look for, certain types of projects to look at to build this equity. So before we dive in, though, I'd like to welcome a new guest, Jalit Jenkins. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, thanks for coming in, and hopefully have you in many more times in the future.
I'm sure you will.
So, yes, and you have some personal experience with this equity building, purchasing in a neighborhood that we probably talked about it a few years ago, and that growth has really started to come. We'll get into that here in just a minute, but I kind of wanted to touch quickly on what we talked about last time we addressed this topic. And so, anybody who's been a long-term listener to this show, I mean, I think we've been doing it since 2012, took a little break in there, but it's, been doing it quite a while. And we approached this topic a few years ago. And at that time, we were advising, the Midway neighborhood, the West 7th neighborhood in St. Paul, talking about Richfield and how the South Minneapolis prices were causing Richfield to go up a lot in value, talking about Northeast. Now, if the listeners out there are hearing these neighborhoods and going, wow, I thought those are getting really pricey. Yeah, you're right. That's why a few years ago we were saying these are the places to look. So we're going to rehash this topic and talk about the new places to look. Yeah. Because there are some great opportunities out there. Oh, yeah. I mean, talking about experience buying, when I purchased my last home, this was something that was very important to me, which is a location that I could go that would have good growth. Mm-hmm. And so, we purchased our home, I think it was, 2014. Okay. Sounds about right. Yes, 2014. Burnsville was where we were looking. Bought the house at that time for $269, and now we're moving to our new place. We just sold it for $320.
Very nice.
And not a ton put into it. Looking for those neighborhoods, really taking the time, investigating, doing the research, it can pay off big time.
Absolutely.
There have been lots of opportunities out there, but there will always be these opportunities. So I really want to start talking about what those opportunities today are. Hopefully we've given you a little confidence in predicting in the past some of the ones to look at. Let's start off right out of the gate with Columbia Heights, because that's where you bought your house.
Yeah. Me and my husband, we were renting in Uptown and wanted to buy a home. And I had been working with a lot of clients looking to get into Northeast, like you had just said. Northeast, it was booming, still is booming, but it has.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really purchase a starter home in Northeast for under $300,000 now.
Right. It's not. Who was it in our meeting the other day? I heard. Somebody say there was nothing in Northeast under 305 or something like that.
Yeah. Wow. And I mean, I even got a call yesterday for a foreclosure in Northeast that a client was interested in, and it was listed at 190-ish. And I said, the place has got to be burnt down. And I and I called and confirmed that the home was ridden with black mold, has to be a full gut job rehab. And even at 190 in Northeast for a full gut job rehab, that's really cheap. It's going to go for more than that. They're only taking cash offers. So Northeast got to the point where a lot of people were priced out for starter homes. And so me and my husband were like, okay, well, let's start looking the 4 blocks, the 5 blocks, 10 blocks up into Columbia Heights, because Northeast Minneapolis cuts off on 37th there, and then up is Columbia Heights from there. So we started looking Columbia Heights. I was my own worst client. I probably looked at like 100 homes within Northeast and Columbia Heights. And we were able to purchase a home for around $200,000. And now 3 years later, we're at about probably $260,000 value. Awesome. And that's not taking into consideration what we've done to rehab the home ourselves too. Mm-hmm. And I've done a lot of first-time home buyers in Columbia Heights. Amazing housing stock. If you want a healthy mid-century modern style home, there's a lot of 1.5 stories there that have been, we call them grandma houses.
Mm-hmm.
That basically they're
that's a turning community, you know. A lot of people that, like you were saying, Chad, the, you know, baby boomers that are moving out, you know.
Right.
And what's so funny, I think, about that location, you know, I come from a construction background. I personally think the houses that are in Columbia Heights and more to the north and northeast are the better built homes.
Yep, they are.
You 50, know,
50s, 60s style Rambler.
Yeah, 40s, 50s, 60s stuff.
You get some
there.
Older ones thrown in there, but majority is that time frame.
Yep. And that's where you can really, you know, not just find a neighborhood. What did you say your purchase price was again?
Ours was, with closing costs concerned, about $200,000.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what year?
The home was built.
No. You purchased.
Oh, we purchased it about, it'll be 3 years ago now.
Okay.
Coming up.
Yeah, I had a friend, very similar situation. It was probably about 3 years ago now. Couldn't find anything in Northeast. And it was so funny because they got a bad appraisal originally on the house they were looking at in Columbia Heights. And I'm like, this guy's crazy. The cops are everywhere. Of course, we know about bad appraisals, Chad, right? And getting those taken care of.
Yeah.
No. There has been opportunity there, and I think still continues to be opportunity, especially with these houses that are the grandma house. Go in, rip up the carpet,
pristine wood floors underneath.
Yeah, pristine wood floors,
the shag carpet.
Exactly, and I think that, you know, Columbia Heights, even, it's starting to push and affect other areas nearby. Yes. It, right? So,
Fridley.
Yep, Fridley. You know, looking at Brooklyn Center.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wow, what a ton of growth there. What was it, 11% in Brooklyn Center, I think it was?
Wow.
In the last year.
That's huge.
Yeah. And that's year to date. You know, so looking at January numbers, down a little bit over where December was at, but, you know, when we talk rolling 12-month.
Columbia Heights is up 9.2% this January over last.
Uh-huh.
And then Brooklyn Center, let me find it for you.
Yeah, so, I mean, Brooklyn Center, and I think, you know, New Hope is another location that I think has,
11%.
Brooklyn Center is 9.1% up over last year.
Yeah, so, I mean, that is a huge growth, and I think that's still...
New Hope is 11.1% up.
Wow. Yeah, so, I mean, these are areas that are on the move, and if you think that it's done, no, it's going to keep going up because these locations have been underpriced for years running now, and the pressure on the market is changing them, just like Richfield flipped, just like West 7th flipped, just like Northeast flipped, just like Midway flipped. You know, that's where I would be putting some focus in. When we come back from the break, I want to touch on some other areas outside of just the northwestern communities as to possible good equity, because there's other places in the metro as well that I would be taking a peek at. And we're also going to dive in to maybe some different styles of properties that might have good equity potential out there. So it could be really good for a first-time home buyer that's in the market. Some types of properties you can get in for a little bit lower cost. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
The one constant in life is change. Throughout our lives, we will go down roads that we never imagined, and we need to be prepared for whatever comes our way. Want to own your future? Contact Country Financial Representative James Toveson. James can help put a solid plan in place with insurance solutions to help make sure you're protected for what lies ahead. Get started today. Contact James Toveson in Minneapolis at 651-365-3408 for Country Financial.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We are experienced in making this process as smooth and as easy as possible. Whether it is with pricing your home or assistance in finding movers or any other professionals that you might need to help get your home ready, we are here for you. Take the worry away and give us a call today at 651-303-0019. Again, that is 651-303-0019 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting home buyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwall with the House Geeks and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show here on AM 950. If you're thinking about making a move, check out our free books, which you can request at housegeeks.com. The Smart Home Buyer Book is a guide through one of your biggest financial decisions. This book covers how to find some of the best values on homes and loans, how to navigate and negotiate on homes with multiple offers, all the way through getting what you want out of your inspection contingency. Don't forget about our Smart Seller, a guide through the sale process and maximizing value. In this book, we cover how to prepare your home for sale, knowing how long it will take for your home to sell, and how to determine what your home will sell for. We also uncover the truth behind instant offers. If you would like a copy of either of these free books, check us out online at housegeeks.com to request yours today.
Sometimes, when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Toveson today at 651-365-3408.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493. You're listening to Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. Today, we are talking about equity building. I kind of focused on that first segment primarily on kind of the north and western suburbs. Mm-hmm. And want to chat a little bit about other areas to maybe look at as you're out there shopping for a house, if you're looking for homes. And you know, these are neighborhoods where when you see 11% growth rates and things like that, you know, even in a market that is moving faster, you know, you're in a place where the market should help make up for anything that may be sacrificed in a sense with a little higher offers in a lower inventory market. right? Because you're going to be made up for within
that just, buy side.
Uh-huh, exactly. Yep. So, you know, we had talked about Columbia Heights and Brooklyn Center, Brooklyn Park, New Hope area, but, you know, some other places to look at, I've seen a ton of growth, and I think this is due to Woodbury and even Oakdale, which is the greater east side of St. Paul.
Right.
And that's actually up 9.7% this year.
Yeah.
Last year it was up 6.1%.
Right. So it started to make the move. Right. And I could see that with, I had a house that I sold over there, and I could really see that demand shift, which started a year ago, basically a full year ago, in December. I had this little two bedroom house that I sold over there, and you could really see how things were picking up on that. And so, yeah, and these places too. These are some of the more affordable locations. I mean, if you're looking for a single family home, these are the places to look.
The affordability factor is huge.
Exactly. Another spot, Farmington. I can't tell you how many properties that I showed down in the Farmington area, because Lakeville and Apple Valley, the prices had just, and Eagan had gotten so high.
Right.
And you know, when you can head down the road an extra 5-10 minutes, and Farmington school district is a really good school district too.
I've had a lot of clients look in Farmington specifically for the school district.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Kirk, that's up 10.9% this year.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, it was only up 4% last year. So you're saying Farmington is kind of be a jumping point. It's starting now.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, it had been kind of stagnant. And it's not just the new construction either. There's a lot of new construction going in there, but you're definitely seeing the existing market.
Right.
There was a whole bunch of houses built back in the early, mid-90s, early 2000s. A few neighborhoods there, and those homes have just gone up a ton in price.
And those were probably first-time homebuyers at the time that are now built families.
Yep.
You know, now
they're staying there in Farmington, but they're buying new,
and then they're
selling the existing. So
right.
You know, there's some definite opportunity in Farmington as well. You know, South Metro, if you're looking there, Savage. You know, that's a community that a lot of people they skip over. They look at Prior Lake.
Yep.
They maybe look at Burnsville, and they forget about Savage.
Yeah, and Savage is in a good area as far as, like, transit. Mm-hmm. You know, you have access to a lot of big highway systems, you know, Bloomington, Minneapolis.
Yep.
You know, it's not far.
Yeah, and so there are these locations to definitely keep your eye on. I still think, Cottage Grove is starting to maybe peak out a little bit, I do think there's opportunity there as well.
And Savage was up 9.8%.
Yep.
And we're seeing the average for the metro, kind of floating around 8-10%.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Are you looking at 12-month rolling, or are you looking at
12-month rolling?
Okay.
And then the 3 years.
Okay.
It's the median.
So, yeah, I mean, and you'll find ones that are down. I was actually really surprised, you know, like I think it was Mack Groveland. It was like a 4.5 in St. Paul or something like that.
At one time was probably the hottest area to buy in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not that long ago.
Right. So, you know, that there are these locations that are moving really well, and that's, you know, where you might want to put your focus into if you're really looking to you know, pick up and just by living there, some good equity. So I wanted
just to throw in the highest percentage increase that I was able to find in the metro was the Willard Hay neighborhood, which is up 18.5%, and the previous year was 13.3%.
Wow,
mm-hmm. That's huge.
Right? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a ton of growth. Okay, so just real quick, you know, a lot of the locations we're talking about, you know, single family homes, looking for the grandma house, you know, for some buyers are out there and maybe they're looking for a townhouse. Mm-hmm. The quad style townhomes that are out there, so it's basically like a split level home, that can be a great equity builder, because in a majority of those properties, the wall dividing the kitchen and living is not load bearing, because a lot of them are vaulted, and so it's more just for looks.
Right.
And so you can pull that down and have this really open concept floor plan, and they are really easy to make three bedroom as well. And a lot are listed as two, or if not make it four bedroom. So that's a house, a townhouse that can grow with you. Another segment I might look at is the condo market, because the condo market has not fared as well as the single family market this year. So, you know, we actually have seen condo prices fall back. We've seen inventory go way up. There's opportunity there. You know, that if you're a renter and you've been renting, I bet you could go out and probably at least worth your time to look at what a similar condo would go for versus what you're currently renting. I bet you'll pay less a month in a lot of circumstances. So
why is that? Oops, sorry to cut you off.
When I was looking up the percentages for changes, downtown St. Paul and downtown Minneapolis were the hardest hit for a drop in equity.
Yep.
So what you're like, that's situational. That's kind of, would you guys agree, more a pandemic situation?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So pandemic. You're saying, Kurt, this and then the time to jump in on that.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to stay that way.
No, it's not. No. And so there's great opportunity there. It's funny, my brother that lives out in Colorado, he's like, maybe I should buy a downtown condo for when I come visit. I mean, I'm going to build equity, you know? The cost of borrowing right now is so low. So, I mean, those are a couple other things to maybe consider as you're out there looking, especially if you're renting, that and you want to find something similar, why not buy
the cost of rent is astronomical, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, we only got a couple minutes left. I wanted to touch real quick, Chad, on, you know, some opportunities, because the cost of borrowing is so low, with interest rates, you know, between 2.5% and 3% for in a lot of cases, that there are some low down payment programs to get people into homes.
Correct. Yeah, and you don't even have to be a first time home buyer, but we do have programs out there that will allow us as low as 3% down, home possible, home ready. With these programs come, the interest rates reduced, and so is the mortgage insurance factor, the premiums reduced for doing that program. Now, they are income-driven, but that's something, you know, we'll talk to you about, but just know they're out there. You know, you also have these down payment assistance loans that can help someone that has a qualifying credit score, but just maybe not a ton of money in the bank. You know, maybe a single parent with, you know, kids that are coming up, getting ready to go to school. You know, you want to get out of that rental market, get them into a neighborhood where they can build friendships and in an area with a good school district. We have down payment assistance programs that are phenomenal for those.
And with down payment assistance, first of all, you made a great point. It's not free money, but it can get you in the door. And especially if you're listening to the show and you are renting downtown, whether that's downtown Minneapolis, downtown St. Paul, you know, for as little as $1,000 down, you can purchase some of these great opportunity condos that are there. Again, situational, just like you said, Jilly.
It's not,
you have an opportunity. It's, you know, you can see for yourself where these have been. This will come back, and you can get in the door for $1,000.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not for everybody, but I tell you what, it's worth the conversation because you'll be surprised. Right. What do we talk about a lot, Kirk, in our class? It's never too early to start the process. I think that's a very important thing in this market today.
My favorite is directly from Zillow. One of their top five regrets that buyers have is, I wish I would have started earlier. Yeah. Once they realize how simple doing this is, if you do it right, that they go, why didn't I do this earlier?
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you again, Jilly, for coming in and joining us, and definitely will want to have you back on the show again.
Yeah, this is great.
And it goes quick, doesn't it?
Yeah. You can talk about real estate all day, every day.
Yes. So we'll be back again in a couple of weeks. I got to move next week. All right. Take care, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a good week.